This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres with the takeaway. Tage Thompson holds it. Fires! Yeah! Here you go, Steve. Little TNT to open the scoring here. Sabres win the draw. It's quick pass up ahead. Trying to find a way to the net. Scores! Alex Tuck pulls his way to the net. 2-0 Buffalo. Here's a chance for the Sabres. 2-on-1 scores! Takeaway! Turk against the goal. James Reimer has set a new career best. 7 straight wins. His first shutout as a Buffalo Sabre.
And Buffalo rolls on home ice, but now they need to continue it on the road for the next 3 and then one final homestand of 2 games next Tuesday and Thursday. Welcome in. It's a wide open Wednesday. I'm rebranding the show. I'm inviting commentary on social at Sabres Live on any and all hockey topics. Marty, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know what? My takeaway from last night was interesting. So, I mean, yes, we were in the atrium. We were in the 100 level, so we got more interaction with a lot of fans and things. And after the
marginally
game...
Marginally colder as well.
And it was a lot colder. After the game, you know, I'm having conversation with a couple of people, and they're like, oh, Montreal won. That means we're officially mathematically eliminated. And I'm like, I think a lot of fans were still hanging on to the it's a possibility, like the Sabres could run the table and maybe something happens that, you know, we get in. Like, I think we kind of knew for the last month this was not going to happen. But for a lot of fans, it was, oh, man, like, we saw that Montreal won. How disappointing is that? And I was like, okay. So that was my takeaway from last night, saying that there was a lot of people that still believe there was maybe a chance that it would happen, right? The dream could happen in a miracle, and that did not. Although there was some kind of a hockey miracle last night happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that.
The Canucks came back to win a game in OT against the Dallas Stars. Like, they're down 5-2 with a minute left, and they won 6-5 in OT.
How many people do you think were in their cars in Dallas and didn't bother to have, like, wouldn't have even known, wouldn't have had sports on in the car after, would show up at work today, hey, how about that game last night?
Yeah. Hey, weren't you at the game last night? How,
like,
how insane
was
that?
We crushed them.
Yeah, like, yeah, we crushed them. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would not excuse anyone for their ignorance in this situation as to what happened. Like, I mean, it wasn't even, I don't know, it didn't even feel like this dominant presence by Vancouver. It just felt like, oh, it happened. And then it happened again. And then it happened again. And then, of course, it happened again in overtime. It was like, holy cow. And this is, you know, this is where you start slicing losing streaks one way or the other to fit your narrative. Dallas has lost three in a row, but they still only have one regulation loss in the last 13. But you're not going to find a worse loss ever in the regular season than what Dallas pulled off last night.
Well, even Jim Houston, that does the play-by-play for Vancouver, when they scored 5-4, it's like, what's that? No, who does the play-by-play for Vancouver?
Jim Houston retired 10 years ago.
Did he really?
Yes.
I thought he was still doing like Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet and stuff, but well, you see how often I
John Shorthouse is the
John Shorthouse. Sorry. Yes, you're right. I'm like, wait a second. I'm mixing a few people here. Oh. He's like 5-3. Scores Artu Ratu with a minute left. It was like nothing. It wasn't like any emotion to it. And then 5-4. Oh, hold on a minute, folks. This is not over. But think of the media. Like often the media will, like a minute and a half left in a 5-2 game, they'll go to the elevator so they can get down and be first in the press room, first in the locker room. And then you get down, and in the time the elevator went down, it's 5-5. And you're like, wait a second. So now you're scrambling, right, to like find out what happened.
By the way, I as everyone knows, I tend to exaggerate this time to a fault. It's only 4 years ago. It was COVID, like it was around COVID time and whatever. So Jim's been retired for 4 years. But he was on Hockey Night, not specifically Vancouver. And so Shorthouse has been there forever, and he's awesome, and I love him, and he's one of my absolute favorites. So, yeah, it was just it was a crazy night in that sense. It was crazy in, you know, another relatively meaningless game between the Islanders and the Predators. That, too, had some terrible drama from an Islander standpoint as they hacked up a two-goal lead late and then lost in overtime. So
I heard today that the last time those two played, I think it was a 7-2 or a 7-3 game. So put the Islanders and the Nashville Predators together, and you're getting a lot of goals.
Well, we also had that week about a month or 6 weeks ago when San Jose and Nashville produced those two epic clashes on back-to-back. So that's what happens.
There was some epic collapses, and then, and then it comes.
Yeah, back, yes. But, yeah, it actually made me revisit a little bit of Nashville's misery. And, you know, it didn't matter even when Roman Josi was in the lineup this year. But, I mean, he's been absent since three games after the Four Nations. And it ties in with their putrid goaltending and all the rest of it. It's a mess. But we'll save it for another day to see what.
I wonder if Andrew Brunette in Nashville.
Well, he hasn't even been coaching. He's been away the last couple games.
Wow, or like anybody in Nashville.
No, I know.
Yeah. Is listening to, like, coaches kind of listen and they pay attention to what other coaches are saying. And when you're a team that's not doing well, you're going to look around the league and say, okay, who's a team that wasn't doing well, but now is somehow figuring out a little bit? And the Sabres are one of those teams, right? Like Montreal was one of those teams too. So if you wanted to listen to maybe what Marty St. Louis has said in post games when things turn around as to where the team was and where they went, maybe you learn a few things or two, and maybe you're using that to try to apply it to your team. One of the things Lindy said yesterday that I thought, if I am a Chicago or a Nashville or even a New York Rangers right now, or other teams that are not doing well, like that you can pluck out of what he said and say, oh, I'm going to try to get my team to do that. And it's really not something a coach can do. What Lindy said in the postgame yesterday, that it's kind of interesting now when you turn the puck over and guys come back to the bench and they let each other know. And it's not just the veterans, it's the young guys, and they know. Sometimes, like, I'll take Zach Benson for an example. They'll turn the puck over, he'll get back to the bench. He'll look over to Kulik or Thompson and be like, sorry, guys, can't turn that puck over. You know what? Let's keep it going forward. And then Yuri's going to say, okay, yeah, chip it, I'll go, or Tage, whatever. Like, there's that aspect of things. But I still get back to, when you turn the puck over and the puck doesn't end up in your net, you can come back to the bench and say, my bad, guys, it won't happen again. Like, I'm not going to make that play. That was not bad. That was on me. But when it ends up in the back of your net, you come back to the bench and you completely shut up because you don't want to say anything because the coaches are mad. You made the turnover. That created a goal. So the fact that you're still having some turnovers, it's a game of mistake. It's hockey. Mm-hmm. But you're not getting in the net as now open the door for guys to self-criticize and self-analyze and say, oh, I can't make that play. Sorry. And, well, you're getting success that way.
But what are you getting at?
What I'm getting at, it still comes down to, are you getting some saves?
I know, Reimer had some saves yesterday. I'm trying to push you further along the narrative that you just started. What are you getting at? What are you envisioning? What are you thinking about the end of this season schedule-wise? Who plays? And then your favorite saying now, first night next year.
Yeah, well, first night next year is a complete blank canvas in a way for me when I look at the goaltending because
hard to know.
To be like it's a lot easier to project the forward group to
is it
about 90% in
I
my opinion
sleep last the night because I still don't know where Josh Norris fits.
Okay, well,
I mean I know, but I don't because Jiří Kulík is a top line guy. This is an overwhelmingly frozen look you have right now on the television side, but I'll run with this narrative until you reset. Jiří Kulík.
I'm not. You are.
What?
Oh, I'm back now. Okay. My connection is unstable. That's what my computer is telling me. So
I could have told you that.
I could see my face. I could see you were frozen on my screen, but Jeff was still moving. For whatever reason, producer Jeff was alive and well, but we were both frozen. Okay.
Poetic because neither... trying to project the future and we can't even get out of the moment.
I know. So I think there's somebody that's in, do not project the future. boom, we're going to cut you up. No. So here's the thing. I can see 8 of the top 9 forwards next year and what that's going to look like.
Okay. Do tell. I'm going to take notes and I'm going to
take notes.
Yeah.
Norris Thompson. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting another winger there just yet. I want to see what would happen.
Interesting.
Kulík talk Zucker.
Okay.
McLeod Quinn Paterka. So there's 8 of
That's
your top 9.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. Like
Jeff is going to build a graphic here. We're going to keep updating.
Well, it's like, look, it's like put a date on it and then, you know, we'll revisit it. Like, Sportsnet yesterday put a picture of Elliot Friedman who held a sign that said Sens playoffs. That was his bold prediction. And he did that at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. So then they put the still of Elliot Friedman projecting the Sens in the playoffs.
Do you know which team I pushed hard?
Montreal.
No. Well, mildly pushed Montreal. But with you and Shayna, I was almost to the point of showing... well, I was definitely disappointed in the lack of respect being shown the St. Louis Blues at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. And then it looked like, oh, you guys were right. And now it has turned, but now I'm nervous again because I still think they could stub their toe and miss. It'll be a big game tonight for St. Louis.
Yeah, it's a big game. I don't think they will. But anyway,
Hang on. Before I forget, you mentioned Montreal and Marty St. Louis and comments. And let's not forget, Montreal's won 6 in a row. This was on the heels of a 5-game losing streak. Yeah. It was only 2.5 weeks ago where I started the show talking about, wow, what a quote from Marty St. Louis last night who said, this is not failure, it's fertilizer.
Yeah.
Boom. They've been unreal ever since.
A little Amazing. Sun, a little rain, a little fertilizer. Boom. Winds are growing everywhere for Montreal.
Incredible.
And now they're getting Demidov back, right? They're going to get Ivan Demidov.
Yes.
He got drafted, so they had him for a little bit. They lost him to the KHL. Now they're getting him back, but yes. And it's not like getting a college player at the end of the year. This is a young player, but a player that's played pro hockey. So it's a little bit different. But okay, Sabres, that's your top. That's 8 of the top 9. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to say, okay, what are you going to do with Benson? What are you going to do with Krebs? What are you going to do with Kozak? And what are you going to do with, whatever you want to do with Lafferty, Malenstein.
Greenway.
Like, there's a lot of people. But I'm like, okay, you have a surplus right now. But the good teams, the extra one and two forwards that you have, they're players that could play probably on other teams. But you know what? You're a good team. That's what happens. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking at the you know, Benson. That's gonna be tough. He's playing top line right now, but I don't see him in my top line. You know, you look at Lafferty, he has another year left. Malenstein has another year left. Payne Krebs has another year left. Greenway just signed his extension. We love what we're seeing out of Noah Oslin in a defensive side of game. I don't think a fourth line center is his spot, but Tyson Kozak could be there. And there could be other addition. It's not like the Sabres are going to sit here and say, oh, we're fine. I think the biggest thing is finding a top line winger, but that's 8 out of 9. And on the back end, it's looking really good the way that they have it going.
Can we just focus on the forwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back end's going to be for like a week later.
Like a week later in August?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm fascinated by your willingness to go down this, you know, this path. Because my time from post-game last night to early this morning was spent on Benson, Kulik, and Thompson.
Okay.
So, based on what you just said, and, you know, you're not projecting Zach to be where he is right now, which is logical, based on absentees from the lineup right now, I went looking into seeing how many minutes they have played together, Benson, Kulik, and Thompson. They have 10 games under their belt. 92 minutes of even strength time on ice. They rank as the 8th most common line combination on the Sabres this year. Tuck, Thompson, Paterka.
Yeah.
Greenway, McLeod, Zucker. Paterka, Kulik, Thompson. Malenstein, Krebs, Lafferty. Tuck, Thompson, Zucker. Quinn, Cousins, Paterka. Paterka, McLeod, Quinn. And now Benson, Kulik, and Thompson. And the numbers are good. They have 8 goals for. 4 against at 5-on-5 play. They have a pretty nice share of, you know, goals for percentage. Their Corsi's pretty good. And the reason this is relevant or like a worthy talking point is, again, you're inexperienced on 2/3 of the line in Benson and Kulik. So it does make you wonder where those players slot in next year. I'm trying to figure out what we should make of this trio and what it may look like here moving forward.
Well, I mean, I like Kulik and Thompson together, and you know, I think that it's good. I just don't see that if you want to be that team that is going to be okay, we are taking a step forward. We saw how the end of the season went, and with a little bit more, like it could be a big difference. I think that's where you can make a big splash. And maybe that means that Norris would be playing with Tuck and Zucker, which I have no problem. Because instead of having Norris Thompson and player X on the wing, maybe it's Kulik Thompson and player X on the wing. And if you don't find anybody, or if you don't have the opportunity to add, then you want to roll Benson, Kulik Thompson, McLeod, Paterka, Quinn, and maybe Norris, Tuck, and Zucker, I think I'm okay with it. I just don't want to see this as the answer is right there and, you know, we're fine. Like, I think there's an opportunity to even let everybody know, look, we finished the season pretty well, but we're going to take another step. Mm-hmm. We are going to get and add that piece that I feel like is missing at the moment.
Are there any combinations that we're witnessing right now that you would expect to be the same?
Like up front?
Yeah.
McLeod, Paterka, Quinn.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sabres say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay.
Because I think the other two, depending on what you want to do, how do you want to split them? You may even say, look, we're going to go, Yuri, do we want Yuri as a top two line center? Mm-hmm. We're going to try Thompson back in the middle, but we'll put Yuri on the wing and maybe we put Tuck on the wing. I don't see that happening. I really feel like Yuri is a center. Yuri is in the middle. And right now, Thompson, maybe he wants to play center, but I think Thompson wants to score 45 and 50 goals more, and he's getting that chance and that look in on the wing. Not that he wasn't getting it in the middle, but it's not depleted his performances. It's not taken away his goals and his production by being on the wing. I think then you can add in the way that you're flexible because of that.
Yeah, I struggle with having any meaningful debate as to Tage's production being remotely tied to his position, because he scored 47 as a center and he may score 47 again as a largely a winger. So I there are many other ways to then evaluate. Okay, yes, he got the same amount of goals, but what was it like defensively? Well, and this is what happens when you have, different coaches. They're going to view a player differently. And to Tage's credit, he has very much taken this in stride and clearly has run with it to the point where he may end up second only to Dreisaitl in goals this year.
Yeah, which is a great compliment to Tage, because
100%.
He scored 47 as a center 2 years ago, and last year he was hurt. He still got to 29, mm-hmm. and now this year things are being changed, and it could have easily gone to the other way and says, man, I'm not playing center. It doesn't work. Look, I've seen a lot of growth in Tage this year in different situations. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just the way that it goes, but how he was having the longest time talking to the media last week. Like, he sat there and answered questions and talked. Mm-hmm. Like, Tage was always pretty short and pretty quick to what I think he was answering questions. And so I see a guy that, looking at the leadership and maybe having a responsibility to talk to the media and communicate with them. Mm. He's a RICO award finalist. Why? Because there's more than just the points. And, that's great. We know Darlene's going to be there. We know Tuck's going to be there. But who is going to be that other guy that was going to be a finalist? Tage Thompson is there. There's been a maturity side to Tage this year that I think we've seen. But the move to wing and the continued production, that's maturity as well. I know everybody's going to say, you play hockey, you have to produce. It doesn't matter where they play you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've seen it all. Some guys get pouty. Some guys are like, I'm not getting my center position. I'm not doing this. I'm not getting power play. No, the power play was still there, but it's not like he was producing on the power play. He was producing 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm. Amherst, by the way, are in action tonight, and they have Belleville for a third straight game before hosting Laval on Friday. It's Ryan Miller Hall of Fame night in Rochester. There are a lot of really good things going on around this particular night as far as, giveaways and little replica Miller things that'll be available for, those who get into Blue Cross Arena early. I would just encourage you to go to amherst.com to find out, as much as humanly possible. I think it's going to be super fun. warm-ups, they'll have special Ryan Miller jerseys that they're wearing, which, you know, the Amerks have mastered. I guess it comes from being, like, in the driver's seat historically in American Hockey League history with, like, the best jerseys that you just know.
They have a good logo.
You just know how to recreate them and appeal to the masses, and the Amerks do that time and time and time again. And, like, very fitting with who Ryan is and what he has always stood for, the tickets for this game, amerks.com/HOF night, $2 from every ticket is going to be donated to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. And obviously we have, you know, Ryan's Catwalk for Charity event on Thursday night here in Buffalo prior to his big Rochester night on Friday. It's nice. It's, you know, you kind of run out of words for good people, and I might feel like I'm at that point right now. So just soak in the fact that Ryan is back in Western New York for a couple of nights, and whichever event you can get to, I would encourage you to do so, because from Ryan's standpoint, as he has reflected to us through his generosity over the years, it always comes from a good place. So
it comes from a good place. He's very happy to be here. It was funny because when I went to the suite third period to talk to Millsy and his wife Noreen and Bodie, Bodie and Ryan were watching the game, and they were almost like, you know what, we're watching the game. So I just chatted with Noreen for a little bit because Ryan and Bodie were.
They had, like, to chat with somebody.
I had to talk to somebody, but, you know, I was like, hey, how you guys doing? How's life? Blah, blah, blah. It's California. Hi, how's it been? I know it's a busy week. It's great to have you guys. And then all of a sudden, Bodie's like, that's a trip. That's a trip. He was like watching the game. And Ryan's like, yeah, you're right. They're going to go into power play. And I'm like, okay, well, Noreen, how are you doing? Like, you know, so that's what kind of like, but I love it. I love that they're into it. I love that they're, you know, they come in, they want to watch the team. They want to watch it. Like, if the team was not doing well, they probably won, but the team's doing well, and it's fun to see it do what it does now. So it was good. I saw John Scott as we were leaving yesterday. Mm-hmm. So him and his family, extended family, baby number 8 was in a car seat when walking out. So he had all 8 kids at the game last night with his wife.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes, how big is this vehicle?
Well, it's got to fit him, number one, so it's got to be pretty big.
Correct.
But yes. So, but he'll be back Thursday for the Catwalk for Charity.
Yes, I would hope so. Got to maximize your time here.
Phil, the legend for, you know, that preseason game against Toronto and the Phil Kessel moment.
Yeah, he was also more legendary for his, you know, behind our camera position antics, you know, for post-game.
Can I tell you a great John Scott story? And that's not a Buffalo story. That's a New York Rangers story. I don't know John Scott at all. And he gets traded from Chicago to Toronto to New York right before the deadline for our push to the playoff in 12-13. So we obviously, at the end of practice, you know, like the extra guys, and John Scott was an extra guy on the backup goalie. Mm-hmm. We have to stay on the ice. One practice at MSG, morning skate, Torts is yelling, everybody get off the ice. Everybody off the ice. Well, that doesn't mean everybody. That means everybody that's playing tonight, get off the ice. I want you guys out of here. If you're not playing tonight, you're probably staying. So John Scott followed the herd into the locker room, and he's halfway undressed, right? When Mike Sullivan is like skating at the extra guys and me and doing some drills, and he looks around and he goes, where's John Scott? We're like, well, he kind of left with everybody when Torts told him to get off the ice. And he goes, oh, no, no. So he's telling the trainers, go get John Scott. 5 minutes later, John Scott comes back, like his head down, like, I didn't know. But they could have said, John Scott, stay over, like, you're halfway undressed. Well, no, they made him get his gear back on and come back out. He was not happy. He was a little bit angry after that.
Hilarious. I love it. And undoubtedly you will have more. Well, I mean, people will have more John Scott stories after attending the Catwalk for Charity on Thursday. That seems inevitable. And we also want you to put yourself in the mix for winning a Jason Zucker jersey off of his back. Now, this will come up on Fan Appreciation Night, April 17th. You can win two tickets to this, plus that opportunity to win Zucker's game-worn jersey on the ice after the game. Visit sabres.com/jersey to win. Jason is the Sabres Master and Trophy nominee for this season. We've got lots more to get to as Sabres Live continues after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.